We say Merry Christmas, and we mean it. 99.1 FM Talk, KKFT.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bells swing and jingle bells ring.
Oh, and they're going to be ringing a lot more next week. Do you believe how close we are to Christmas? Oh, my gosh. Time is just gone. This year has just come and gone. 2020 in just 2 weeks. 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, live and local FM Talk for all of Northern Nevada. I'll get into the impeachment stuff in just a moment. I do want to remind you, though, I just let somebody in. It's a private group. That's why. WCSD Rants and Raves. It is a private group. There's a couple questions I ask you to answer, just so I know who I'm letting in. I'm the manager of it. And the things you learn are incredible. Again, this is on Facebook. Please share your research and thoughts regarding the risk management demand that we sign up for their, yet another wasted funds, new Virgin Pulse Wellness Management Program. How much are discounts worth to you? Is it worth your privacy? The data mining and everything that goes on? You complain about getting robocalls, about getting spam calls, even on your text phones now, about getting these solicitations. How did you get my number? It's usually from things like this. In order to receive our monthly reimbursement from our already too high health insurance, it is required that we sign up for the program, one that does not protect our privacy. The Virgin Pulse program allows all of your medical information to be shared with any third party. Profit over privacy again. Read the fine print, folks. This requirement is a complete violation of our rights to privacy. Risk management folks have responded with absolute disregard to this fact. And now don't respond to me at all. They are essentially the partners of insurance companies and their profiting partners. Why is this allowed? Well, someone is responding with, been there, done that, as a retired state employee. We go through the wellness process so we could receive a discount on the portion of the employee's cost of health insurance. I hated it. They even had to start logging their food that they had every day. It was time-consuming and a pain. We did get a free Fitbit from this. People, you can get a Fitbit for next to nothing now on Amazon. Check the prices. This type of thing occurred for at least 3 years with a lot of pushback. I finally got to the point of not participating. You know, it just, if you're being told by your employer it is required that you participate in this wellness, whatever, you might want to think twice of who you're working for. WCSD, Rants and Raves, Facebook, just asked to be a part of it. And you learn some very interesting stuff. Like first graders taking home packets of homework that they have to have done every week. Shouldn't first graders be doing work in class? What could you possibly send home with a first grader? Third graders that have to memorize poems every day? Why are they memorizing poems? If you're going to have third graders memorize stuff, why don't you have them memorize the Bill of Rights or the Constitution? Wouldn't that be incredible? This is our responsibility. All of us. We have to take back our schools. We have to take back the education of the kids today. Because if we don't, then we're just a part of the problem. Kids can't even be kids. Which, by the way, Monica at 991fmtalk.com. Bruce, thank you so much for the email this morning as I was speaking thoughtfully on the Nerf controversy that's going on right now. Consumer Protection Group doesn't feel as though you need a Nerf product that fires multiple rounds of something because that just, well, that teaches kids to love automatic weapons. Hi, Monica. I think a lot of what is wrong with our country today is all Ralph Nader's fault. Before he came out with all his consumer advocacy stuff, a guy, usually not very bright in parentheses, would go out and buy a chainsaw, not know how to use it, cut off his legs, and die. Yeah, it's called natural selection. Now, thanks to Ralph Nader, there are warning labels on everything. So the same guy, still not very bright, will buy a chainsaw and not cut his legs off. Not only is this individual messing up the gene pool by reproducing, but he also votes. Now you know why we can't have Nerf guns that fire multiple projectiles. Hope you got a laugh. I did get a laugh, Bruce. Thank you so much for that email. I appreciate that. It's funny, but it's a serious problem. Warning labels on plastic bags, do not put this over your head. Warnings on Pop-Tart boxes. If Pop-Tart doesn't come out, don't stick fork in toaster. Seriously, people. And we wonder how people get to be this way. Well, it's because of our education system. What would you rather have teachers teaching? Going to shop class and learning common sense things like don't stick a fork in a toaster. Actually, you might learn that in home ec. Don't run a blade saw without the protector or the protector thing on it. You'll cut your fingers off. And if you do, if you remove protectors from these type of power tools and you do cut your fingers off, whose fault is it? Is it the maker of that table saw? No, it's yours. It's called personal responsibility. Which, beside the lack of common sense, people are also lacking. Personal responsibility. Check this segue. So I was watching an interview with Comey last night. Comey's going back on the interview circuit, even wound up on Fox News with Chris Wallace, which I'm really surprised because I do not like Mr. Wallace. He's one of the liberals on Fox Media. But he did nail Comey last night or over the weekend. Now, in listening to Comey, I have a problem with his excuses. Not his reason for why this happened, his excuses. And as typical with upper management, he's blaming the process and the people below him. With the report coming out that, yeah, the FISA application was mishandled. It was fraudulent. Never would have happened had these people not had ulterior motives. But Comey, in the interview, now saying that he was wrong because he trusted the process. He trusted the agents to do the right thing. He's the director of some 36,000 people, and there's more than one FISA being applied for. There's more things going on as far as investigations that he has to oversee. Now, on the left, people look at that and say, well, you know, he's right. He's a busy man. I mean, he's the director of the FBI. That's got to be a tough job. Poor Comey. He's just being attacked. Yet, on the sensible, common sense side of the right, or just my common sense, the first thing I thought as he was saying this was, yeah, that's all well and good. Drug lords, trafficking rings, human trafficking rings. Yeah, you know, I'm sure there's a lot of things going on. But something that involves the president of the United States of America, I would think, as director of the Federal Bureau of Investigation, that you would have a little more hands-on attitude. It's not the run-of-the-mill criminal investigation. It involves the president of this great country that you so love and see a higher purpose for, Mr. Comey. That's just my thinking. I thank God every day for letting me retain my common sense. Because obviously, when you get placed into a position of power, Mr. Comey, that was one of the first things you lost. Or is it you're blaming your staff and your subordinates because you don't want to get caught and take personal responsibility? Just my thoughts. 884-9910. You want to get something off your chest about this impeachment? The phone lines are open on your live and local FM talk show. It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Jingle bell rock. Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bell chime in, jingle bell time. Dancing and prancing in Jingle Bell Square.
Get more Monica in your life. Go to 99.1fmtalk.com. Click on the podcast tab.
One, two, three, four, five.
We're going to need some gin and juice. If you only knew what went on behind the scenes. It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. I'm so glad you're with me today as we head into the week before the week of Christmas. And it seems like nothing's going on. It's very quiet out there in northern Nevada land. Very quiet. I did want you to know about one thing, though, because we get really nervous here. But with the cold weather that we're having, we're going to have a little bit of inversion because there's going to be some controlled burns going on, just so you know. People always kind of, you know, freak out and it's like, what's going on? Well, just want to give you the heads up that the Carson City Fire Department is going to continue prescribed burning in the Timberline area. We always seem to get calls. There's a fire. It's like, no, it's a prescribed burn. Just be prepared. And again, that is weather permitting. High winds, yeah, not good for prescribed burns. We have critters visiting. The deer are still coming out. Everybody's looking for food. The coyotes. Hopefully the bears are all asleep, but I don't know. It's been kind of warm. We've actually got a bear wandering around in our neighborhood. Somebody finally caught it on their Ring camera, which I thought was pretty funny. He's been around here for like 3 weeks, though, so. And since today is trash day, see more of them when it's warm like this. Let's go to the phone lines at 884-9910. Check in with Ryan this morning. Wants to have a little discussion on city buildings. Hello, Ryan.
Hey, Monica. First, when I heard you reading that letter about Katie Hammon, I thought, okay, what has she got her panties in a lot about? But then when you have Mr. Paul White on, it makes perfect sense. Because that first part of the month, what is she talking, you know, all that. But then when you have Mr. Paul White in the survey, it makes perfect sense what you're talking about. With the education in the survey. Mm-hmm. But this morning when I was listening to news, I heard P3, can you believe the deal that these you want to talk about scams? Oh, my God. You know, the old City Station Bus Center on by the Bowling Center? Well, mm-hmm. P3, they want to make that into a new hotel, but in return for taking over the Bowling Stadium and putting up parking garage, they want to have a yearly payment from the RSCVA and half from this new tax, like the room tax. Can you believe that?
Yeah.
I thought, God, I want to be in the development business. If I can get that kind of deal from the city, that's
exactly.
Robbery.
But you have to have people you know in the city, Ryan. You can't just come along and be a developer.
Oh, no.
You have to actually help get people elected and, you know, know people.
But I think I know why they're getting this. It's because they're taking over the mismanagement of the National Bowling Stadium. They're putting like a basket. They're putting basketball courts and rollaway volleyball courts in the ballroom. They're putting parking garages. They're taking over the old City Station. They're taking off the city's hands and putting like a hotel. So I can understand why P3 says, okay, we'll take all this stuff on all your hands, but we want some money back in return. I can't blame them for trying to suck the city, you know, trying to get that deal. If I were a developer, I would probably go for the same thing as well. So, well, what am I getting back in return for doing all this stuff for you guys?
Yeah, you know? And they're putting a little on top for themselves, too, because, yeah.
Yeah. You can't blame Pee Fee for trying, because if I were in his shoes and I noticed how bad that area is, I'd try and do the same thing. Says, okay, how much can I suck out of these idiots here?
Well, that area ain't so bad anymore with all the development that they're putting in and wiping out the small businesses and the small old houses and, connecting it with UNR. It's somebody had a vision, somebody had a plan, and they're acting on it. That is for sure. And Ryan, thanks for the call, because you always have your eye on what's going on as far as building and infrastructure. There is no real infrastructure. Grumble, grumble. Again, I have to go back to Washoe Residents for appropriate planning. WashoeRap.com. If you want to know what's going on when it comes to especially housing developments, right now, Bella Vista being worked on. A phase two amendment was okayed. You can go on to WashoeRap.com and read all about it. Reducing the commercial areas and all the home increases. They're going to add 37 homes. Go check it out. It's down along South Meadows Parkway, down in that area. You got to help find these things out for yourself. I can't watch all of it. We are the home of Fox News, and they are definitely watching what's happening on Capitol Hill, especially with the impeachment process. So let's get a quick update on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. It's the Monica J. Show, live and local FM talk for all of Northern Nevada. And I love what you're doing. We are such a generous, generous community that it really makes you feel good. It does. And we are in a time of year that people are thinking of not only generosity and giving, but they're also thinking about their taxes. End of the year coming up. A lot of people do a lot of donations during this time of year. Not as many donations can be written off like it used to be. Because, the government wants to do your giving for you. They don't want you to worry about it. They want your money so they can give it to the who they feel are appropriate. Which just drives me crazy to see that there are so many charitable organizations out there when, for the amount of money that we give our government to help take care of problems, that we still need so many charitable donations and organizations. So a listener sent me this, and I greatly appreciate it, because I wouldn't have known this was out there. But it's called charitynavigator.org. And it literally has everything. Tips for donors. Quick guide to deducting your donations. I like that. Tax benefits of giving. 5 steps to informed giving. But it also has the list of charities, 10 of the best charities everyone's heard of, 10 charities worth watching, 10 celebrity related, who cares about that, 10 supersized charities. I mean, the lists go on and on. Sometimes you can't give money, though. It's just not there. So you can give other things. Books. School supplies, even your old reading glasses. Maybe your prescription has changed. Gently used clothing. I find this one interesting, though. Durable bags. Shelters often provide their clients with bags and boxes to keep their personal belongings in if they're unable to store them during the day. Talk about keeping people down. That's where that old term came from. Bag lady, bag person. Because they're just hauling stuff around in a bag. We are a consumer-driven country. Rather than donating durable bags, maybe you've got one of those wheeled suitcases that you don't use anymore, or you get a new set for Christmas. How about donating one of those? And then just in case somebody is truly homeless and needs that help, they can put their belongings in something they can easily wheel around. Rather than dragging a plastic bag or throwing a plastic bag over their shoulder. Because that is the one thing that Pat Cashel and I totally agree on. Whether you want to believe somebody is homeless or doing drugs or mentally ill, or the list goes on and on, they're still a human being. And all human beings deserve to be treated with respect. So if you're looking for a charity that is near and dear to your heart, they've got them here for you. I don't agree with some of these publications, but being endorsed and seen on places like the New York Times, Forbes, USA Today, but Fox Business, yeah, okay, if they've been on Fox Business, then sounds pretty good. CharityNavigator.org. This is the season of giving. And it is what we are taught, that giving is better than receiving. Unless you're a millennial, and then I can imagine you're asking for all kinds of stuff. So be true to that millennial in your life. Take whatever you are going to take to buy them a gift, a new iPad, a new iPhone, Samsung, whatever you're going to buy. Take that money and donate to one of these charities that do great work that they're concerned about, even saving the earth. And then give them their little certificate that says, this was donated in your name. Great idea. I like that. 884-9910, whether you are watching the proceedings of impeachment, you're going to be hearing about it probably all day. I'm guessing maybe tomorrow. If not tomorrow, then definitely by Thursday, they're going to push through this vote on impeachment through the House. And if they do, we will interrupt this program. Because you need to see it. This is a historic moment. And I believe, my opinion again, just my opinion, until you call 884-9910 with yours, this is an historic moment because of the fact a president is literally being railroaded. And I can't wait to see how this plays out and see how Democrats react. When they announced the articles of impeachment the other day, that picture that I had mentioned previously in another show of Nancy Pelosi, Nadler, Schiff, Maxine Waters, you know, that whole group up there. The one thing that I didn't point out, I was just looking at the expressions on their faces. That just cracked me up. Talk about a world coming to an end. But that picture right there, now I want you to go back and look at it. Because they say that a picture is worth a thousand words. That is the perfect picture to publicize and keep the Electoral College going. Because on that stage, you are seeing three representatives of New York, and you are seeing three representatives from California. If we didn't have the Electoral College, those people would be running the show for everything. New York and California. Highly populated with the left, trying to spread it out across the United States. But look at that picture as it screams to you, this is why we have the Electoral College. And then when somebody gives you that BS again about the popular vote, I don't care. With all the voting scams that go on, more coming out every day. Don't know if you saw it or not, but a box of ballots was found the other day on a very controversial bond issue in Texas to spend millions and millions of dollars. And in that box of found ballots, reversed a decision that had already been reversed by a recount. The voters voted the bond issue down by 11 votes. They said, no, 25 votes. So that's not enough. We got to do a recount. Then it passed. All that money for the school districts. Yeah, imagine that it was for the school district. Money for building new schools. Then the recount, well, this time it passed by 11 votes. But this, you know, these numbers aren't matching up. Well, it passed, and that's the final count, so move on. Nothing to see here. We found a box of ballots. Some 800 and blah, blah, blah ballots. Haven't been counted. So let's count those. Now that reverses that decision once again and takes it back to the will of the voters and votes that bond down. Imagine that. How do you feel going into 2020? 884-9910. We'll be back right after this break on the Monica Jay Show. What do you think about what's going on in general? We'll be back after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk on the Monica Jay Show, trying to get the message to you to protect yourself and protect your privacy. So in my email this morning, I find an email from Vicki. She's with Tim Lewis Communities here in Reno, and I'm looking over it, and I'm like, I don't know this person. Interesting. Sent me some files. Says it'll be deleted on December 24th if I don't open it. through WeTransfer.com. Downloads. This is interesting. I don't open anything that's unsolicited. With all the ransomware and everything out there that, yeah, government offices keep getting caught up in, I don't answer anything. Or I don't open anything. And you shouldn't either. If there's just a line, you know what? If your friends are sending you something, text them or call them. Hey, did you send me this? Even friends. Don't open it. It's the same thing in Facebook Messenger. It's the same thing in Twitter. It's the same thing. Anywhere you can get a message that you have to click onto a link and open, don't do it. So here I am deleting it. And then I get another message. And this one was from actually Vicky. Please do not open the email from this morning. It was spam phishing. So somebody got into Vicky's system, got her emails, made it look all official, and sent it out. Why? Because people have nothing better to do than try to scam you, especially this time of year. Don't open things that you don't know about. So going back to my emails here, Vance just sent me an email. Vicky has gotten a couple of these calls, caller identifying themselves as a Social Security agent, threatening to send federal U.S. marshals if they don't cough up personal information. These are scams. Spread the word. I know people get nervous when they hear Social Security agents, federal marshals. Even if you have done something wrong, they are not going to call you. They are not going to email you. If you've done something seriously wrong, they're just going to show up on your doorstep and start banging on your door.
Federal marshals.
Or they are going to send you a certified letter, something that you have to sign a receipt for. And then even at that, I would question. Call them. Never give personal information through an email, over the phone. I can't stress this to you enough. I want to trust and believe that everyone's good. But we've learned the hard way many a time that there are people out there who just want to do nothing and make easy money. By the way, New Zealand, that whole gun ban there. Yeah, just so you know, not many people turning their guns in. They have declined to turn and hand anything over, which you should as well. Virginia, feeling the pain. Bloomberg, getting the message. But that doesn't mean that they're going to stop trying. The Second Amendment is there for a reason. It is your right to keep and bear arms. So make sure you keep and you bear your arms. And I'm not talking about wearing a tank top. It's a holiday season, and we have to watch out for each other. So whether it be an email scam, a phone scam, or the scam that's being put on us by our legislators because of billionaires, we have to watch out for each other. And that's what this show is about. 884-9910, Dave. Sorry I had to take a break there. Whatever you want to talk about, I hope you want to talk about it again tomorrow. Because we'll be back on Hump Day. Yes. Wednesday. See, even poor Joe Camel. I think back to where we were excited about camels and cute things, but no, people come in and ban stuff. I'm going to go out and buy a turf gun or a Nerf gun. Have a great day.